Okay. Rosie, we're in the middle of the Malach of Zriya. And you should know that even though we're not farmers here, and we're not people of agriculture so much here, but it's still very relevant to Maisa. The parts that we've been doing till now are more very famous Lumdisha pieces. But it's going to be very relevant, I told you, the Shaila of... you know, you have water on the table. You have water on the table outside in the sukkah, and then you want to shake it off, so the water's going to go down and then go on the grass, right? Or water on the thing where you have a sink that the water drips out and on the grass, you know, or opening the shaila of opening up the window shades if you have plants in the house. And you open up the window shades on Shabbos, so you're allowed to do that because you're improving the growth of the plants. So putting flowers into water on Shabbos is another discussion. You know, see, these are very relevant halacha l'maisa discussions that it's important for us to know the makoros and what's going on. But this is the topic we're doing now is a very lumdisha topic. It's very famous, so you should all be familiar with, you know. So basically, we've discussed the Michas Chinuch and Rosh Hashanah in great length. It's going to come back again. Don't think it's not going to come back to haunt us again. Don't think so. It will. Okay? But now we're discussing the other Shaila. What if you do something towards the end of Shabbos? But you put the dough in the oven before the end of Shabbos, and it bakes on Motzoi Shabbos. But you do the mice on Shabbos. So by Zriya, it always is like that, right? Because Zriya takes at least 3 days, right, for it to have Sharoshim by Zriya. But by Afia, it doesn't have to be that way, right? Afia, you can do the whole thing on Shabbos, right? So you did it right before the end of Shabbos, so the whole thing's not going to take place on Shabbos. The Maises happened on Shabbos, and the rest happened afterwards. So on this one, I thought Lachumra, right? I think Ben Goldstein also, right? Even though we're generally men of love and peace, but here we went for the skila aspect. Okay, so let's see what the... So yesterday we had a great discussion about this, so now let's see in the Milchas Chinuch itself. Let's look on page 2. Okay. Now, okay, we don't have to read that. The last word on the line. You see where I put the arrow? So go down to... The last word in the line is im. Not the im, but im. Keep going down until you see im. Aleph mem is the last, okay? You see that? Aleph mem, the last word in the line? Not the im, but im. Chem ipcha, im hidbik pas betana b'shabes, somuch l'chashecha. If you put the dough in the tanur, somuch l'chashecha, v'lo nafes klal, nibod yom, and nothing happened on Shabbos itself, or... In other words, not necessarily nothing, but not the shear of Chiyuv. Rak misha chashechel leil motzoi Shabbos. Bevadai gam kein potter. Kevin denata Leil Motzai Shabbos. Who said, which of you fellows said like this? Rabbeinu Pell, you said like this. Yipakta. Right, so here, the Mechas Chinuch is going Lakula. Right? And the other Shaila about taking out the seed, he went Lachumra. Here he's going Lakula. Here's going Lakula. Just the opposite of myself and Ben Goldstein. Right? We went Lakula in the other place, and here we're going Lachumra. Right, Ben? We're the opposite of the Mechas Chinuch. What can you do? My church, we're the opposite of the Mechas Chinuch. Huh? You're with the Mechas. We're the opposite. Okay, what can I tell you? We're still friends. Okay. Kemodi mokach ben atanu kodem on the fear of the potter. And came bevadi in nafes b'chol gamkein had din kein. Ki b'chol einu isur kal. Well, if the pshat is that afia means you have to form a certain crust or a certain, right? So if it didn't happen on Shabbos, so why should you be chayim? It didn't happen on Shabbos. Haklal, the chayim ha'asiyah v'hamalocha ke'echad im nasa b'Shabbos. Aval b'echad mehem einu chayim b'Shabbos. V'zeh poshut. Zeh poshut. So in the footnote on Oslamid, my depshitalei the Rabbeinu, what the Mechas Chinuch says is Poshut, not everyone agrees to. Mesapkalei la Prima Godim, the Prima Godim is not sure about this. Besof HaPsicha, Melchus Shabbos. For Rashash, so this guy's asking about Rashash. I didn't realize Rashash says Beferish, as he points out. We'll see inside. Rashash says Beferish that Yechayev. Rashash cholek on Rabbeinu, really chol hechad al yedei es yosi d'gimer hamalacha afshin gemer b'chol chayev. Whereas the Rashash said l'kul in the end l'chumri. In other words, so Mamish Ben and I were thinking along the Rashash, because the Rashash Mamish argued on the Minchas Chinuch in both cases. Where the Minchas Chinuch was Lechumra, he was Lekula. Where the Minchas Chinuch now is Lekula, he's Lechumra. Rak Baro the Potash L'Enigmar Melocha Klal. Ayin Chalkas Yoav Rashmatas Retorus Michoel. This is Sefer Torus Michoel from Baltimore. Right, Rav Michoel Flashk. I forget the name, it's a long name. It was a big gone. So here's a piece on this. So take a look, and you take a look in the Rashash, you'll see Beferish. Take a look in the Rashash on page 4. The end of the, in other words, I bracketed a piece there. So the end of the bracket says, V'chein ha'ofer, the Shabbos in Chashecha Chayiv Aftein Shoyos Shetigmor Afiyosu Mimod Yom. So if you bake on Shabbos, even though it's not going to happen until after Shabbos, you are Chayiv. You are Chayiv. Okay, so that's the Machlokas Mechas Chinuch and the Rashash. So we have two machlokas, a double machlokas between the Mechas Chinuch and the Rashash. But once about in other words, I don't think necessarily the two machlokas are necessarily hob hatalia. You understand? In other words, just because the Mechas Chinuch and the Rashash argued about the plucking out the seed case, doesn't mean they had to argue about this case. They could have both said either way. I don't think it's compelling, but based on what they argued in the first case, to have the second argument. What? There was both of Mafreya. Right, in other words, you say you could link it up in the fact that you could say that Rashash saying, just like you oker l'mafreya, so too you're the mechayel l'mafreya. But I don't think, in other words, right, that's true. But I don't think, in other words, if the Rashash would have said, like the Mechaskinach here, I wouldn't have said it's a contradiction to the other Rasha. In other words, because over there he's saying, by Zariah, you need the Gemar to happen. And here, but that doesn't necessarily, but you could have still argued that the Gemar still has to happen on Shabbos, he could have said. Well, in other words, it's the shot is there's an action, but then there's a condition that it has to come to be baked. But that's not the etzem melacha. The etzem melacha is what the putting of the dough in the oven. The fact that it has to be baked is a tanai. So that tanai doesn't necessarily have to take place on Shabbos. What? No, but if you put the seed in the ground and you take it out, so then you never got a result. The result never happened. Right. So what's your question? Well, but one case, in the case of the Zariah case, it never came to fruition. The reason of the baking is because the baking took place eventually. Ah, it took place for chol, so what? But it eventually took place. I think in the seeding case was that you took it out of the ground right away. No, but everyone agrees that you need the baking to take place. If the baking never took place, then you... Right, and the other thing is just a tnai. It's just a condition. It's not the ikir malach. Right, 100%. Right. Good. Agreed. Now, Yafike Yam has what to say on this. On page 11. But to see what he's saying, we really should look in the Gemara on Daf Dalet again. That same Gemara on Daf Dalet. Take a look. Gufa. Gufa, right? That same line, 3, 4, 5, 6. Last word on the sixth line. Gufa, bai, rav, bibi, bar, bai, hid, bi, kas, betanor. Or, Rabbi Moshe, before we forget, there's someone whose mother is going through a very serious operation today, so we should have them in mind in our davening and our learning, and the shia should be l'skusa, the shendel, gittel, bas, Eda Adina. Okay. So Gemara says that Gufa by Rav Bibi Bar Abaye he'd be passed the Tana Utiru Lola Dosa Kolim Shevola Dechi Yifatas Olo Utiru. So Amla Rav Acha Bar Abaye Ravin Hechi Dami. That's right. So the question is, are you allowed to pull out the dough, right? So the Gemara asks Hechi Dami. If the case is b'shogeg, he put it in b'shogeg below itkar lei l'mani tiru. So as if it's b'shogeg, and he didn't remember that he put it in, so obviously he's not planning to pull it out because he's b'shogeg. He doesn't know, he didn't realize what he did. So what do you mean? So what's the question of if we're letting him pull it out? He doesn't know about it. Elav di hader v'itkar. No, obviously the case must be that he remembered that he did something wrong, and now he wants to pull it out. So mi mechayev? Is he really chayev? Fatnan kol chayev chatos einim chayovim mishatei tilasun shkoga v'sol shkoga. Whereas if the case is like this, l'gabe d'chiyev korban, and the case is that he put it in b'shogeg, he forgot it was Shabbos, and then he put it in the dough into the oven, and now he remembers, and now he wants to get out of the chiyev chatos. He's not going to be chayev chatos anyway. Because the din of chatas is only if you do something b'shogeg. And the idea over here is, when you bake the dough, you have to be shogeg the whole way through. In other words, not only when you put the dough in, but the whole time until it gets baked, you have to be b'shogeg. Once you're not b'shogeg, then you're not going to be chayev a korban anyway. So then the Gemara has to say, it's talking about that he did it reasonably b'mezid, and the shaila is whether he can save himself from this askila. But in Havamina, the Gemara says they put it in b'shogeg, and the Gemara says if he remembers after he put it in, so then he doesn't have to take it out because he's not going to be chayav a korban chatas anyway, because the korban chatas is only b'shogeg. Not only b'shogeg, it has to be b'shogeg mitchiloso v'ad sofo. It has to be b'shogeg. So if he doesn't take it out, he's not going to be chayav anything. If he originally put it in b'shogeg and then he reminded himself in the middle, so he's not going to be chayav at all. Even if he doesn't take it out, because the only thing he can be mechayev is a korban chatas, and a korban chatas is only b'shogeg. But here, if the shogeg was only in the beginning, and then he remembered later on, he's not going to mechayev skila because he didn't do an action b'mezid. He's not going to mechayev anything. So the Gemara says he doesn't even have to take it out. The only time there'll be a shaila that will have to take it out is if he did it b'mezid originally. Now he wants to take it out in order to save himself. So that's a shayla. But if he did a b'shogeg, and in other words, the din is, you have to chayv a korban chatas, you have to do b'shogeg. And shogeg means the whole way through b'shogeg. So the question is, what's the whole way through? One could have thought the whole way through over here is just when you put it in, that's your whole thing, because everything else is just a t'nai. But you see from the Gemara that no, that the whole way through, when we're saying by hidbik asapach, it has to be shogeg the whole way through, means what? The whole way till the Afiyah, even though you're not doing anything at that point. The whole way through till the Afiyah has to be done, has to be b'shogeg.
How can you not be chayav anything?
Because he wasn't b'shogeg b'tchilaso v'atzofo. So he's only a candidate to be chayav korban chatas. He's not a candidate to be chayav skila because he didn't do it b'mezid. Ah, later on he remembered, he knows now the Shabbos, and he said, oh, the thing is in the is going to bake soon, so what?
He did it
b'shogeg, but it's not a good enough shogeg to be chayav a korban chatas because he had a yediya. It wasn't b'shogeg mitchiloso v'atzofo. Okay, that's other shaylas. Sure. Kol chay de chatos. Einam chayom ashtet kilos nishkaga v'sofen shkaga. So the Gemara says, "El b'mezid kol yom shoyel v'le de isus kila." Okay. So you have to look maybe maybe Rabbi Kivegan might be discussing this here. But the point is that we want to make over here, that the Afikayam wants to make, is the question is like this. This is the Shaila, the Lamdusha Shaila. When you put dough in the oven, so you only chayev if it comes to fruition that it got baked. So is the pshat that baking is just a t'nai? The real malacha was putting it in, and baking is just a t'nai to be chayev? Or is the baking also an intrinsic part of the malacha? So the Afikayam says, you see from this gemara that the baking is an intrinsic part of the malacha, haraya, that you have to be shogeg even up to that point. Even though you're not involved anymore, you still have to be shogeg up to that point. Right? So you see that it's not just a condition. So once you see that it's not just a condition, that it's an etzim part of the malacha, so mamela, of course, it has to be on Shabbos. It has to be on Shabbos. Because how can you be chayiv for malacha that's being done on the weekday? So it must be that it has to be done at Shabbos. So the Afikayam says, Milchasinach wins. That's what the Afikayam in the second issue. Against myself and Hagon Ben Goldstein. Shlita of Brooklyn. Father. She was father.
Yeah, so what's wrong with after Shabbos? What is wrong with after Shabbos? The problem is wrong with after Shabbos is since it's part of the malacha. So how can you say you're mechayiv for a malacha that's being done on chol?
No, but Zriya is always that way. Well, according to Mechaz Chinuch, the Zriya is not. The Zriya is. You're only according to the Rashat. But the Mechaz Chinuch, when she talks so, doesn't have to answer that because the Mechaz Chinuch says one second or anything. If you put it in b'shogeg, so then you're going to be chayav a korban chatas anyway. Right, according to the Milchas Chinuch, that the whole thing is just putting it in the ground. So it's finished, gone. Whatever happens later is irrelevant. Ben Ezra. What about the last one? Yeah, but you didn't get to the shear yet. That's Machayev. Right, so that's why he says that has to be on Shabbos. And you can't. But, and if you started it on a weekday, you're also not going to be chayev because you did the mice on a weekday. So look inside in the Afikayam. V'nira lahavi raya machrachas la milchas chinuch. He says, I want to bring an undisputable raya for the milchas chinuch. To ofim chashech motzei Shabbos v'nigmachol potter. That your potter, if you started it on Shabbos, but it gets finished after Shabbos, mishas oruch la'el daf dalid, from the Gemara on daf dalid. Boy, Rabbi Bibi, barabai, he'd be past the toner. Right? If you remembered before the end of the Afiyah, you put it. They'll have a sofa b'shgaga because it's not sofa b'shgaga. Harinira ba'alil, you see clearly, the etzim isra afiyah lo nigmar, that the isra afiyah is not nigmar ad gemar afiyah mamish. That's not just a t'nai. V'lo gemar afia hu rak t'nai. Not that just a t'nai lafia bod g'batano. Nemo sh'nigwa afia chayv l'afayel bod g'batano.
Snapshot that the real malacha is putting it in the taner. And this is just a t'nai, therefore you chayv l'mafreya. No, this is the etzem malacha.
Nemo mishum zed afia nigwa b'chol d'na says machshuvah. So gam ki chayv l'afayel amaseo b'shabes. In kei lo yamukum klalo ma de b'inin sh'tei gemar afia b'shkogam. Mishum t'chilos of sof b'shkogam inin. Came with afia nigvar b'chol chayev. Koch hech mizeh, gemar afia me'etzem ha'isru. Gemar afia is etzem ha'isru. It's not just a condition. Tzadik hizorek v'nisker kodem sh'tanuch d'potter. Right, if you throw an arrow, b'dalat amos, say in the b'shus harabim, and b'shogig, and then you remember in the middle, then you potter. The hasam nami, hanochas ha'chefetz, me'etzem ha'isru, chanam lo shna, uborhu, duzareh b'shabes b'shogig, and this guy called him Shanishra's Chayef. In other words, by Zoreh, it's different because Zoreh is right away. Zoreh is right away. Zoreh Achiv al Maisa's real chud. Ofer gam agmar hu me'etzem ha'isr. Kein potter gam baroda mikodim. Zoreh she'en ala tshuva. Ad she'be onyanim spalei achronim zal shechokru b'zeh. He says there's nothing to talk about because it's a beferish gemara here and Dav Dalet that the etzem afia is part of the malacha and therefore it has to be in Shabbos. Has to be Mishabish because it's part of the Etzem Malacha. That's the Afikayam Raya to the Milchas Chinuch. That if you two put it in, again, Milchas Chinuch Shita is, you put the dough in the tanor right before the end of Shabbos and it bakes into Chol, Potter. Because it's not just a Tanai. If it be a Tanai, who cares when the Tanai is? But if it's the Etzem Malacha, then it has to be on Shabbos. And what's the right to the Etzem Malacha? Because if you remember in the middle, then you're not called Shogeg Mitchilos Ovad Sofo. So if you would say the Afi is just a Tanai, you are Shogeg Mitchilos Ovad Sofo. But since it's not a Tanai, it's the Etzem Malacha, so it has to be on Shabbos as well. Oh. So Ben, are we going to throw in the towel? We're not going to throw in the towel yet. The towel will not be thrown in yet. Odlo. Who said it? It's not over till it's over? Yogi Ber? Shame Yogi Ber. It's not over till it's over. So let's look now in the Chalkas Yoav. I first say you have to go through Chalkas Yoav. He was like a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. Even though I think he was older than the Avnei Nezer, but he was from Kinsk. Rabbi Suna, Alav HaShalom. Any of you have Rabbi Suna as a Rabbi? Rabbi Suna, Alav HaShalom, was from Kinsk also. Same town of the Chalkas Yoav. He was a Goyen Olam, I mean, nothing to talk about. I ever told you about the Kabbat de Kashaisa? No? You don't know about the Kaaba de Kasha? I never spoke to you about the Kaaba de Kasha. No? Kaaba de Kasha. Kaaba. Kuf, Beis, Aleph. Kaaba de Kasha. No? I never spoke about it. Kaaba de Kasha. Kaaba, Kuf, Beis, Aleph. 103. The 103 Kashas that the Chalkas Yoav said are mamish. He doesn't have Terutzin for. How much? 103 kashas. 103 kashas. So he has a list of, at the end of the Sefer, he has a list of the 103 kashas that are mamish. So the style today is to write svarim to try to answer up the 103 kashas. So many svarim have been written to try to give Terutzim. So there's a man in Eretz Yisrael who goes around to all the Rosh Yeshivas and he asks him, you want to say a teretz on this kash, you want to say a teretz on that kash. And then he wrote a sefer, a Mandelbaum, putting together all different Rosh Yeshivas kashas on the Kabbalah. It's a good thing, like, if you have a B'nai Torah, who know things, sit around to discuss the Kasha from the Kabbalah Kashaisa, and then you see if you can come up with a parents. Yeah. So many Svarim have been written to answer up the Chalkas Yov has 103 Sarach Iyans. Okay, well, maybe one day we'll do one together and share. And we'll see how you guys could deal with one of the 103 Kashas of the Chalkas Yov. Okay? In Sukkah, we did one. That was before you guys were in the Shia. We did one of the 103 Kashas of the Kabbalah the Kashas. So the Chalkas Yoav, he discusses all these shaylos. Look in the second arrow, the beginning of that paragraph. Then there's the Shiva L'chol Achronim. It is Bashlu B'Motzoi Shabbos Potter. Right, what the Achronim say, who's he referring to? The Minchas Chinuch, right? That if the Bishul or the Afiyah took place on Motzoi Shabbos, then what? You Potter. I'm Minchas Chinuch Sov Mitzvah Reish Tzadiches. Said they all are wrong. I mean, the Minchas Chinuch is wrong. He made a mistake. Goldstein. Minchas Chinuch made a mistake. The Lehedya. It's a Beferish Yerushalmi. The Lehedya Mavur be Yerushalmi. Perkamid Shabbos. Halacha Vav. Tchol Shehiskel Asos Hamalacha B'Shabbos. Avshin Igbar Lamotsoi Shabbos. Chayes. The mutter lahaska malach of Arab Shabbos and the Arab Shabbos ain't shami yishalmi. He said they all blew it. The Farish Yerushalmi. Let's see the Yerushalmi. First, let's see the Mishnah. Famous Mishnah. Beishamai, I mean, you could take it a little. It's the same mission in the Bavli. You know, Rav Shechter's father, Rav Melech Shechter, wrote a doctorate on the differences between the Mishnayos and the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. So usually the Mishnayos are the same. It's the Gemaras that are different, but the Mishnah is the same. But I guess there are cases where the Mishnahs are different. So he wrote a doctorate in dropsy. You know, dropsy. Dropsy College was a college in Philadelphia for Judaic studies. And it's no longer. It no longer exists. So if you want to go there, you can do it. if you're thinking about it. So he wrote a doctorate on the differences between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. But usually, most cases, there aren't differences. In some cases, there are. So he wrote a whole PhD thesis on this inyan. So Beishame Omim Ein Noslim Onim El Shal Pishtam L'Toch HaTanor El Kedei SheYabilu Mivodyom Los HaTzemel Yor El Kedei SheNikol HaZayin Hesil Matirin. Because Beishame says, if you want to put something into the Tanur before Shabbos, you have to make sure that it got cooked before Shabbos. It can't cook into Shabbos. And well, you can't put, you want to have to dye a cloth. So you want to put the cloth in the dye. So you can't do that. It has to all take place before Shabbos. Beisil Matirin. And Beisil says it's not true. That you, as long as you started it before Shabbos, it can take place on Shabbos. And what if Beishamai, this is all midaraisa. What does Beishamai say? Beishamai has a thing about Shvisas Kalim, that no malacha could take place in your keli, even on Shabbos. But we don't hold from that. We hold since as long as you started before Shabbos, in other words, as long as you started something before Shabbos, the malacha could continue on to Shabbos. So, like, you put the dishwasher on before Shabbos, so it's doing a malacha, but you did it before Shabbos, so it's okay. Basil says you can't. Basil says it's your kli, and the malacha is done in your kli, it can't happen, even though you're not doing it on Shabbos. We pass it like Basil, that as long as you started it before Shabbos, it's okay. And Beit Shammai disagrees. Okay? So says the Gemara, a couple of lines, that Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Abo, yeah, Beit Hillel yalfun melechas heter mi melechas isur. Because Beit Hillel says that you learn out melechas heter from melechas isur, meaning just like Ilu also came to Shabbos Shemein Osir. Because if you would do something on Shabbos and it would go into Motzai Shabbos, would it be Osir? Of course it would be Osir. It's rhetorical. In other words, if you start something on Shabbos and it finishes into Motzai Shabbos, then for sure it's Osir. Right? So too, if you started something B'chol, and even though it goes into Shabbos, for sure it's Mutter. That's the Beis Hillel Svara. As you learn out Shabbos into Motzai Shabbos from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos. Shmuel Meshein Rabbi Avol, they still yafun Melechas Heter mi Melechas Isser. As he learns out, Melechas Heter from Melechas Isser. So just Melechas Isser means he started on Shabbos and it finished on Motzai Shabbos. Melechas Heter means that it started on Erev Shabbos and went to Shabbos. So Beis Hillel, Yalfun, Melechas Heter, Melechas Issa. He also came to Shabbos Shemein Osa, Utkav Osa. Also came to Bod Yom, but the parallel is, just like if you do it on Shabbos and it goes into Motzai Shabbos, it's Osa, so too, if you do it on Erev Shabbos and you go into Shabbos, it's Mutter. In other words, the parallel is, you follow the beginning in both cases. You follow the beginning in both cases. So, what's it? Yishalmi says b'feirish that it's also. So it's very nice what the everyone else wants to say, but Ben Goldstein and myself prevail again. What can I tell you? And that's what the Chalkas Yov says. The Mechaskim is against the Yerushalmi. Irish Shnein, how do you deal with it?
It's obvious, I think, that the assumption here is talking about something that Malacha starts in the beginning and really continues in the Shabbos, where you know many times, the end of it, not the end, different kind of Malacha.
And Tzviya, this is Tzviya. And Tzviya also, till you do the Tzviya, it's not Tzviya. Tzviya. In other words, you're taking a piece of material and you're putting it into a pool of dye. When you survey the beggar. It takes time till
it's really like done, but I mean, you know, the dying process started.
And the cooking process also started. It's just cooking process also started. It's just the cooking process, the molecules you don't see the way you see. And dying is also a result. Died.
No.
Yeah.
Once you put it in, it absorbs. Now, take a shirt. You get a white one.
It won't let you dry for a while, so it's ready to, you know, but once you put it in there, it absorbs right away, it's done.
did.
Now, Josh wants to say maybe it's a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi, because the Afiki Yam has a Bavli and now the Chalkas Yoav has a Yerushalmi. Is that what you want to say? Maybe it's a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. But the Chalkas Yoav didn't want to say that, and the Afiki Yam didn't want to say that. Only Josh wants to say, the Ma'o Rav wants to say that. Right? Well, Ma'o Rav is Ma'o Rav. He could say it, you know what I mean? Ellie, what do you say in this matter? I think it's the same thing. So, the question is like this. Are we going to say like the Ma'or Rav, making a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, or are we going to say that we could really fit in the Bavli the way Yerushalmi says, or Yerushalmi the way the Bavli, in other words, will we leave it in machlokas, or we say, or could one of them be maneuvered? Or could we maneuver? Play a maneuver? Perhaps a maneuver? Whereas who's more mukhrach? The Chalkas Yoav Yerushalmi or the Afika Yam's Bavli? Well, the Yerushalmi is much more befamish. Because you could say that even though you need to be shogim because of a tofo, you could say that could take place b'chol, even though it's the malacha, but like the Mukha Yosef says, the malacha goes back to Mafreya. So even though it's an integral part of the malacha, and you have to be shogi because of a tofu, but still, it could happen on the weekday. In other words, I don't know if it's Afika. In other words, it's much easier to maneuver out of the Afika Yam Bavli than the Chalkas Yoav's Yerushalmi. Yeah. Chalkas Yoav is a goon, even though he says things, you know, sometimes maybe a little too wild, maybe, you know. But he was every piece in the Chalkas Yoav is imamish. Is a genius, raw genius. The Chinuch says that if it doesn't happen on Shabbos, there's no chiyuv of the Raisa. We're not talking about whether it's a drabon. I want to know big times. To kill or not to kill. That's what I want to know. Rabbi Yankov, what do you say?
Why are we even saying that there's not book that? Like, these people like the Babi and the Shami, and you know, why do we have to be in the Shami?
What do you mean? Explain, Rabbi Yankov.
Basically,
who says we don't follow Yerushalmi? We follow Yerushalmi a lot of times. A lot of Rambams are based on Yerushalmi. I happen to enjoy Yerushalmi. If you ask me, it just happens to. Whenever I have to look up Yerushalmi, I'm very excited. I always like Yerushalmi. Let the Ma'or Rav say his piece. No, because it's a special din in Korban Chatas that you have to have Shogi Mitzvah and so forth. Special din of Chatas. You wouldn't say that he presses the machine for the Mitzvah, you have to have Think Dale Lishma for the next 6 hours, even though you can go to sleep. Press the button, go to sleep. The beginning. It always goes with Mafreya. But there's only a special din by a Korban Chatas. That has to be Kiloso at Sofa.
About you?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure what the shear is of dying, but Louis saw there was a shear. I don't know, like how much it got. Hard to. But dying is not the only case in the Yerushalmi, my dear friends. The first case is putting Enos in Onin Shal Pishtan B'toch HaTanur. He's putting a piece of.
I don't think you're going to find another Malacha like a piece
of. Okay, but as I said, we have a long year to learn the Lamatas Malachas, and we'll see if you're right. I'll talk to you in June. EK, what were you going to say, EK?
I was thinking maybe this is the way they're explaining it. Like initially we're saying that it's not, call it an earlier Makot, maybe this is where it's not going to be the same as Yukot. The way he's explaining it seems to be harder. In this case, because you're just going to find, you're just going to find the
if it happens on the weekday, yeah. If you start on Shabbos, it breaks into the weekday, or Shabbos sky, and Chatzkin is Pater. But they reverse role, you know. By the seed, yeah. Right. Okay, everybody, so I think we've exhausted this machlokas. I mean, again, it'll come back, but at least for now, this dual machlokas between the Rosh Hashanah and the Mechas Chinuch about taking a seed in and putting it out, and this other shayla about the dough, somach l'chashecha, so I think those are the main points. Yeah. Well, I don't think it's beferish in the Shulchan Aruch. Right. I don't think it's beferish in the. Again, the only possibility is that Shulchan Aruch we saw yesterday about feeding the pigeons. So if you say that's a right to the Rosh Hashanah, so then the Shulchan Aruch owns the Rosh Hashanah. But the guys pointed out that maybe even the Mechas Chinuch could have. As Rabbi Berger pointed out, even the Mechas Chinuch could agree to that din in the Urayim that we saw yesterday. So, in terms of the Mechas Chinuch, yeah. Okay, Rabbi, Sunday we're going to continue our Halacha Shiurim. This Sunday's topic is eating before davening. Davening Shachris, that is. Before, we talked about eating before doing a mitzvah, and we're going to talk about eating before davening Shachris. Okay, which is a timely topic. So we're going to talk about that, and then next week we continue some halacha l'maisa in Yonim of Zriya, and then we'll continue on from there. Okay, so Mashiach will be in a couple of minutes.